Trade officials from 146 countries are bracing for a food fight this week at World Trade Organization talks in the Mexican resort of Cancun. Third world countries are angry at what they regard as stubborn agricultural protectionism by the United States and Europe. They say it's time for rich countries to prove their free trade principles by importing more food. NPR's Martin Coste reports from Rio de Janeiro.
The way developing countries see it, the march toward global free trade has been skewed against them. For the past decade or so, they've lowered tariffs and tightened patent laws in ways that have increased imports of goods from rich countries, such as computers and medications. But there's been relatively little trade liberalization on the agricultural products that are produced in developing countries. It's a situation that Brazilian trade representative Mario Munhaini calls unsustainable.
If we have to open our service and our industry products, for instance, you have to open some other parts. Otherwise, we will not have money to pay you. If we just import, how are we going to pay?
The current round of world trade talks is supposed to address this imbalance. 2 years ago, the WTO pledged to focus the process on bringing more development to poor countries, and liberalizing agriculture was supposed to be a major piece of that. Since then, talks on agriculture have stalled. Adriano Campolina, an agronomist and policy director with the international NGO Action Aid, accuses the first world of inconsistency.
The behavior of the northern countries on agriculture is liberalism abroad and protectionism at home.
Campolina says the U.S. and Europe have set up an elaborate system of protective tariffs, billions of dollars in subsidies for first world farmers, and rigid sanitary rules, which third world farmers suspect have little to do with public health. Campolina says U.S. tariffs are designed to penalize Brazilians for adding value to their farm exports, such as turning orange juice into frozen concentrate.
It's a kind of a plantation system. We are only allowed to export things without value, because if you want to add some value and to add some technology in our country, the tariff escalation will just put us out of the market.
The U.S. and Europe have long pledged to work toward reducing what's called trade-distorting farm subsidies and tariffs. But last month, they put out a joint proposal on the issue that struck developing countries as unacceptable, essentially a take-it-slow approach to lowering subsidies. In response, Brazil, India, China, and other large developing countries have put aside their differences and announced a united front against the U.S. and Europe on this issue. As one Brazilian diplomat put it, there's a growing feeling that no deal is better than a bad one. American farmers, on the other hand, worry that the U.S. will end up giving in. Andy Levine is the executive vice president of Florida Citrus Mutual.
We would think any reduction or elimination of the tariff would have a dramatic impact on the citrus industry as we know it in the state of Florida today.
Like hundreds of lobbyists and industry representatives, Levine is traveling to Cancun to keep a close eye on the talks. He's confident that he's made a convincing case with U.S. officials that it would be dangerous to lower barriers to cheap Brazilian orange juice. Still, he says you can never tell what might be traded away in the final hours of complex trade talks. Martin Coste, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.